Connections Wednesday edition. Today's date is the 21st day of March 2007. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith, and it's great to have you here with me today. We're going to talk about a lot of things today. It's a little rant for y'all, and you know, you'll notice lately, more often than not, we put on shows that are guest-free. Well, why would we not seek out guests? Well, you know, people like David Pidcock, they're traveling at the moment, and essentially what we've been doing, we've dug out the facts. We've put them on the site. The site is available for you to peruse and listen to at your leisure. It shouldn't be much of a leisure, though, because these things are actually very critical for you to understand. But the information's already been found and outed and put together into files. Our questions about others in the truth movement have been explained. You know, oftentimes we say that people are no good. Well, you know, I want to explain some of our positions on that just for you to, you know, because I get a lot of email. Why are you saying this about this person? Why? Listen, if you're in this for a year, I've been in it for a few years, and Eric even a couple of years longer than me, but if you've been in this even just a year, you have come in contact with the facts around Israel and 9/11. You've come in contact with the articles about Israel's control over our government, our Senate, our House of Representatives. This last thing about APEC, I mean, it was so in your face, it was unbelievable. And so basically, if you are in this so-called truth movement, which is a very big deception, I think, calling it truth, because most of the people out there are not part of anything truthful. What they are is they're sheep herders, ladies and gentlemen. They're pushing you away from the Israeli connection, away from the central banker connection, away from the Conlobes and the Walpers of the world and the Crown families and the Brothmans and the, you know, the Honigs of Austria and all of these people. They're shoving you away from looking at the people who actually are criminal conspirators in taking over our planet and removing freedom from all the people of the Western world and ultimately all people in the world. And this is a power play by this group to take it all. And they're working overtime to get it done. And if you don't see that, and you continue to go down this track of it's a Bush-Cheney-Rumsfeld conspiracy, or you pepper in a couple of the bad guys just for show, like Alex Jones does, or others like him, or Jack Blood, or some of these other people who are really just herding you into a pen of deception, you are, in my view, destroying our opportunity to defeat them. And thereby becoming my enemy. Now, some of you may be doing it because you fear being marginalized by these forces, as we have been. And you may have a blog out there, and you go, well, you know, if I start talking about what Smith, Hupschmidt, and Bolin and others are talking about, maybe they won't put me on their site anymore. Maybe Rivero won't post me anymore because he won't talk about the fact that he has worked with the people who came after the Walper group that did these videos, I mean these films for NASA, and they won't talk about that. But and he won't discuss any solutions to any of this stuff except for saying, you know, well, it's these bad guys, and so what are we going to do? It's almost like he's throwing his hands up and saying, we're going to capitulate to them. But then, worse than that about Mr. Rivero, because he does put a lot of good stuff on his site, he hangs out with all the known marginalizers here, the people who push this information to the margins. He posts their stuff almost exclusively, the Kurt Nimmos of the world, you know. And so I don't see these people as helpful. I see them as my enemy, because they're the enemy to getting this job done. I certainly don't want to make this my life. You know, I've got terrible challenges coming in my life health-wise, and I appreciate the kind words from the people and the people who hate me and say good enough for you. You know, yeah, I get your stuff too, but The fact is, I don't want to spend my life doing this. Neither does anybody who looks at it for any length of time. It is a horrible way to go about our lives here. I want this done with. I want these people outed. I want the battle to be taken to them. And as long as people continue to marginalize these facts and allow these so-called truth tellers to stay preeminent in this information, we're not gonna get any traction. Now, of course, because our facts are so clear and you can't battle back from them when you take a look at these facts, I mean, it's almost impossible to deny the things that we've discovered. And then when you look into it, you find out that, yes, it is true. And then you go and listen to what Alex Jones has to say. He actually comes out a month ago and says the Israelis had nothing to do with 9/11. You know immediately the man's a liar. And you know immediately 12 years or 13 years into doing this stuff, the man is a sack of crap. And that's just basically the facts of the matter. And so, I mean, we don't need to go any further on 9/11. We know who did it. I mean, you know, in a courtroom someday, soon I hope, the minutiae of their attack is going to come out. But generally speaking, how it was done and why they did it and what the result was, the qui bono kinds of arguments made about their participation have already been substantiated, certainly. So why should we just keep, you know, beating this drum over and over with the same information? Well, some people say, well, it gets into the minds of people better if you just keep saying it. It's very similar to how they brainwash the population. Well, then what you need to do is go into the archives and ship around these archives and maybe take the date off it. If you think that's going to be an impediment to people understanding it, just remove the date and send the file. Go back into the archives and listen to what Pidcock has to say. Incredible stuff. Or Mohammed Rafig about the origins of these criminals. You know, make the connections between this Kabbalistic Ashkenazi group and their leadership, because the fact is the people down below are not aware of it either in the Jewish community. They're not aware of it. They are becoming aware of it, and I have new admissions to my MySpace from the Jewish community. I've got people writing me saying, you've nailed this. I've known it for years, and I've got lots and lots of new support from the Jewish community. And then I get people saying, no Jews are any good. That's such a bunch of crap, you guys. It's like saying, you know, if you take a look at what happened in World War II, a lot of the German Jews did not want to emigrate to that crap hole in the Middle East. They just did not want to go there. They didn't want to change their cosmopolitan life. They did not want to rejig their location and become professionals in this new desert wasteland that they stole from these Palestinians. They wanted to stay in Germany or in Poland or in some of these other more cosmopolitan societies. Well, that wasn't going to wash with these Zionist criminals at the top. So the ones that wouldn't leave in the 30s during the transfer agreement and when they were paying per head to Hitler, you know, they were these leadership was giving per head price to ship these Jews over to Palestine. And the ones that wouldn't leave were sent to work camps. Yeah, you ain't going? We got a place for you. We're going to ship you over here to dig ditches or build armaments or bombs for the war machine we've got financed through your Jewish banking conspirators, the Warburg fortune who helped build many of the German industries that were needed for this war fight. Well, you'll find out that America's war machine is being financed right now by these same people. This march to war by the Americans. Take a look at who's given the money for these new bombs and these new jet planes, these new smart weapons, these new, nothing smart about them, but you'll see that there's almost the same scenario being developed here, filling America flush with printed money, while at the same time destroying its credibility around the world. Sound familiar? It does to the Germans. The rest of the world in the 30s began to hate Germany for the things they saw happening there. But the German society was printing money like crazy to build up these war machines, and America's doing the same. However, where we are different is that our base industries are manufacturing for washing machines, TVs, radios, computers, that's dead. We've killed it. The only thing we make anymore is bombs and ways of killing people. That's all we do, the Americans. We just produce death for the rest of the world to suffer with. It's a shame. It makes me sick. You know, the fact that this is my country doing this horrible stuff, and the public over in America is waking up. They are. Now, whether or not they're going to admit it to you, I don't think there's a warm body in America that can deny these facts any longer. I mean, when you see the likes of a Rosie O'Donnell crowd starting to wake up to 9/11, Jesus, how can you deny this stuff anymore? I mean, if the knuckleheads that follow that Nimrod are waking up to 9/11, how are you going to explain to the rest of the world that we don't know? See, now, the fact is we do know, and so who's responsible now for changing that? I mean, once you are aware that 9/11 was an inside job and it was done so that a greater Israel would receive our financial and military support to expand their national interests in the Middle East. And that as a sidebar, we would get further control of oil, as they have with other commodities throughout history, gold and mining and uranium and the rest of it, which is just par for the course. You know, there's always a multiplicity of benefits coming to these crooks as they do these terrible things. Plus, they get to fleece the American population of their tax dollars while this happens. You know, go back to the article we wrote on this guy Brooks building faulty body armor for the troops and making multi-millions, and then doing a bar mitzvah for his son I think it was like $500,000 or $1 million bar mitzvah for his son. The guy looks like you have to see a picture of this kid and the father. It is the most astonishing two horrible humans you've ever seen, and this kid gets $1 million bar mitzvah while his father's robbing the American government for the manufacture of faulty equipment for the troops. Unbelievable. Oh, who could make this up? I get on the radio here because I feel duty bound to do this stuff. And certainly not as a hate monger. I'm a criminal outer. I out the bad guys. If they're in the so-called truth movement, they've got to be told on. You know, because if we don't, what's going to end up happening is if this guy Jones or this other guy, what do they call him, John Connor? They steal the name from the Terminator. John Connor gets more traction by this Rosie O'Donnell thing. It's going to be the crooks themselves that lead the fight into the so-called prosecution of these criminals, which will mean that none of them get prosecuted. You see. There's a reason why they act this way. There's a reason why, quite logically, why they come out and do pepper their facts with some, I mean, their story with some facts, because that gets people to follow them. Well, you know, 90% of what Alex says is true. Well, you know, Eric once said, you know, if Jeffrey Dahmer were telling you 90% truth, would you follow him? Well, he only's bad 10% of the time. He only eats human beings 1 out of 10 times. So let's follow him. Well, let's use that same logic and say, well, okay, the 10% lies that Alex is telling are the most important parts of the story that he is omitting intentionally. And the stuff he does talk about is with a fear-mongering aspect to it. Oh, they're going to come and get your family. They're going to eat your babies. The New World Order. And I mean, it's the music, the gloom and doom. What has this guy ever done? 12, 13, 14 years in this. What kind of factual stuff has he really put out there? He's trying to put fights between the Chinese and the Hispanics and the other communities, minority communities, and saying that somehow because middle America and rich America hires Mexicans to do their menial jobs, that somehow they're going to take over the country and all this other stuff. No. And those menial jobs will go back to the middle class when there is no middle class anymore, ladies and gentlemen. Trust me. When things go fully south for the United States, people will be cleaning crap from any place they need it to be cleaned from for a slice of bread. And it'll be your ex-banker that's doing it, or whoever needs to get the slice of bread will be doing it. It won't be just Mexicans cleaning the toilets anymore. Trust me. And those days are fast approaching. I mean, you can't print money forever. There's a price to pay for this, and you know, as the interest rates around the world are beginning to rise and liquidity is beginning to get squeezed and dollars are being repatriated to America and the euro is rising against the dollar to 133 plus, and the Chinese are no longer using our money as a part of their reserve trillion dollars, and the Japanese carry trade is going down the tubes, and all of this stuff is starting to happen, it is the end of the financial story. And as I've told you so many times, ladies and gentlemen, the financial story is going to precipitate the rest of this mess. Now, of course, you know, this next phase of Iran, if they can get the troops to do it, is going to be a cover for them imploding the economy. And they're going to say, oh, it was this attack that caused it. Just like you know, this 9-1-1 2001 attack on America was really partially a cover-up for all the tech theft and tech bubble implosion. So they could puff up the economy with this printed money, worthless garbage money, and hold illegally and immorally hold down the price of gold by short-selling gold mining companies and by leasing out gold that didn't exist. So that in relation to the rest of the world's currencies, the dollar would still look strong. While at the same time they were puffing up the dollar, and then they were running around the world buying up hard assets with that puffed up dollar that had really no value. It's a big scam. And now the scam's coming home to roost. Now these people don't care because they've converted those stolen worthless dollars into hard assets. Mines and they own gold mines and uranium mines and silver mines and bauxite mines and copper mines, and they've turned it into land and land holdings and factory and equipments and things, and they've gotten out of the dollar as a value and they've transferred it into what they bought with that stolen puffed up money, and now it's time to let the money fall. And all of you fools out there who think your pension funds are in good shape or the economy's going well, you are idiots. You're morons. I can't believe it. I have an aunt who thinks everything's just hunky-dory. My money's up 10% this year. I said, yeah, but inflation's up 30, you stupid moron. I mean, you know. What am I going to tell people that don't want to listen? Yeah, that's another thing. You know, there are some people out there. You just cannot. You know, you can lead them to the well, but you can't force them to drink. Right? Lead a horse to water. You can lead people to the truth, but you can't force them to face the truth. Because if they refuse to face it, they refuse to face it. What are you going to do? You know, you'll find these. There's still 20% of the population who supports George Bush out there. What are you going to do with somebody that stupid? No? I don't know. Or the imbecile crowd that follows Britney Spears or Paris Hilton's nonsense. You know, why don't we turn to something qualitative for enjoyment? Something good. Some of the music I put on the intro to the show are some of them are just fabulous. This group called Pink Martini, ladies and gentlemen. I asked Eric to put up a link to a video on Pink Martini on YouTube. It's called Amada Mio, and it has the most beautiful dance routine by Rita Hayworth that will shock you. This is the kind of, you know, we still have quality things in this world. But of course, if you watch this MTV crowd crap that they put on, it's a bunch of negative, horrifically poorly designed music that is meant to destroy even your capacity to know what's decent to listen to. It's just crap. Then listen to the quality of this group Pink Martini and this wonderful voice by this Jewish singer named China Forbes is her name. What a voice she has. Beautiful. You see, there are a lot of people in this world from every community, from the Arab community, Jewish, Chinese, Hispanic, white Anglo-Saxons, it doesn't matter what group you're from. We still know the beauty that used to be part of our everyday lives in this world. We still seek out and look for those things in our lives. We're not bound by this MTV sickness that many of our young people have been completely acculturated into. I talked about acculturation in our police departments recently. These same kind of sick acculturations are going on in our arts. You know, and that's been going on since the beginning of the century, last century, when they started this nonsense with Dada art, and they allowed, many of these criminals to sell their. I got one guy in the 50s. He sold canned as poop and sold it for $5,000 a can. Called it art. I mean, they've destroyed what we see as beauty in the minds of many. That's what's happened. Now, we are fighting back with this. I mean, there are still millions and millions and millions, and I would hope billions of people around the world who could look at a video, Amada Mio with a pink martini and say, that is just absolutely beautiful. Or look at Ella Regina and listen to that and say, that is just fantastic. It's heartwarming. It gives me pause to understand what we're really fighting for here. Because if the kind of stuff that you see in this world, art-wise, doesn't please you, it's probably because these people are poisoning that art. If you take a look at who runs MTV and who puts this stuff out there, it's from the Zionist group. Yep. Lock, stock, and barrel, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. It's pretty horrendous, actually. Excuse me. And, you know, every day that you guys go out into this world and see the deterioration around you of the beauty that was once more prevalent, more obvious, and you see this vulgar rise of vulgarity to a norm. We're bringing a vulgarity into a normative position in our lives. Brutality. We're accepting now that America tortures people as part of its daily operation. Yeah. Status quo stuff, guys. You know, we torture Americans, torture people. Excuse me. And this has not been lost on the rest of the world, I'll have you know. It has not been lost on the rest of the world. They are well aware of the sickness that is emanating from America. And they're sick of it as well. They're tired of it. They don't want it anymore. They don't want what America is selling. And so what are you going to do about it over there in the United States? I mean, 40% of my listenership is coming from Sweden and Denmark and Finland and high up there to Holland and the rest of England. We've got people from around the world, Belize even, and China. I've got people from Hong Kong and Macau. And even Vietnam, if you take a look at the statistics, I got people from all over this globe hearing these facts. South Africa is a big listener country for us. Make no mistake about it, the rest of the world is aware of what's happening. They are aware of criminal Zionism, and they are fed up. A guy wrote a book about trying to understand America. He's South Korean. He says, you can't understand America unless you understand it's in a stranglehold by Zionist criminal Jews. Now, of course, they tried to silence him, but it was very difficult because there was no Jewish community, per se, in South Korea. None. They don't have one. So all the pressure has to come from outside. So the South Koreans get to see the truth in their literature. All the rest of us are threatened out of being honest with these facts. We're threatened out of it. They try to say that I'm an anti-Semite, which is nonsense, because first of all, Ashkenazis are not Semitic. Some of them might have Semitic blood in them, but certainly not even near as much Semitic blood in many of the Jews that claim this as the Palestinians themselves, who are Semitic people. Yeah. Go figure. You know, it's okay to point out the crimes of the Italians, but not the Zionist criminals, because it's okay to call somebody anti-mafia, but you can't call somebody anti-Zionist Jew. And interestingly enough, almost half of the Jewish community, or maybe even more than that, are not on board with this Zionist conspiracy. They don't want this being done in their names, ladies and gentlemen. And I believe, and I said this to Eric just today, that it will come, possibly come from within their own community, the defeat of criminal Zionism. Because once they begin to lose the grassroots support of their own community, it's going to be very difficult just to throw money at this deception. Because there'll be no troops to carry out the orders of the criminals. You know, the ideology of criminal Zionism needs supporters. You can't buy support for an ideology. You can buy temporary support, but not wholehearted, hardworking people to carry out the sickness once they know the truth. Unless they're sociopathic or psychopathic, then maybe they will continue to do it. And certainly there are some of those running around. But as this becomes more and more mainstream, these facts, and people do see this stuff, and people pass on this information, and people marginalize the people trying to say that we're nutters for bringing it out, it's going to change the whole flow of this battle. And I'm telling you, part of that story has to be from the Jewish community itself, and that's why I constantly remind people that this is not about Judaism. It is about criminal Zionist supremacy. Because in the ultimate fight here, we're going to have a hierarchy. And that hierarchy is still going to go to the hands of the Honigs and the Warburgs and the Rothschilds and the, you know, the bankers, the BNP Paribas of the world and the Goldman Sachs of the world. Yeah. And the Bank of America criminals owned by these same people. And the Hollywood nutters out there stealing the freedom through their propaganda movies and propaganda television programming, which is being spewed around the globe. And I can't help but wonder how many people don't want to listen to this nonsense. So, you know, I got to tell you, everybody, you know, the fight is on. The beauty's still out there, so take a look at Pink Martini if you want to know what we're fighting for. I mean, I admit I'm a little older than many of my listeners, so you know, bear with the love of this music. There's another song called Sympathique, and you should listen to that on YouTube too. I think you'll know this song. It's been played all over. It's been in advertising, and it's a wonderful song. And then maybe the song Eugene after, just for a little round out for Pink Martini. I think you guys will love them. Anyway, until the next time, I want you to keep fighting. Pass these files around, ladies and gentlemen. Go into the archives on the French Connection, and send us a little help if you can. We need the help. I mean, you know, every day here, I'm struggling to keep myself going here. And frankly, it's hard. I mean, there is no cushion for me financially. There never has been. There's just no cushion for me to fall back on in this world. And I understand that many people in the listening audience are in that same situation. But I'm trying to keep these broadcasts going, and I'm also trying to keep myself going. And it's not an easy task here. And fortunately, my partner Eric has a profession and a job that he works hard at, and you know, but the rest of this stuff is a difficult task for me and for the people that are supporting me directly, keeping me going directly, my family and whatnot. Not an easy thing. You know, people think that because I live in France that I've got all kinds of stuff. I don't have anything here. I got a beat up house that's cold and partially insulated and old plumbing and beat up electricity, and it's an old beat up farmhouse is what it is. I mean, you might find something like this in rural America someplace where just it's, you know, this is it. But I love my home. I love where I live. It's beautiful here. It's nature. It's nice. I'm not complaining about it. I'm just letting you know that this that if you think because someone lives in France, they're living high on the hog here, like somebody in Cannes or something, get a grip. That ain't happening. It's just not the truth. So, and what I'm doing over here is trying to get on these broadcasts and explain to you what's beautiful to fight for and who the criminals are that are trying to destroy that beauty. So keep battling, keep tuning in, and we've got more coming. By the way, if you haven't seen The Money Masters, please watch it. 3 hours long, however, it explains everything you need to know about these facts. It's going to make all of those connections link up for you. It's going to make all of the audio files I've shared with you over these years make sense. The Money Masters. It does a magnificent job of putting these facts out in front of you and who's behind the criminal conspiracy. So, until the next time, ladies and gentlemen, Daryl Bradford Smith telling you all, please be well. Bye-bye.